For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. Overcoming fear, the courage to be vulnerable. I'd like to begin by reading a poem called Strong by Valerie Burton. If strong means taking care of everyone else to the detriment of yourself, if strong means pretending everything is okay when clearly you're hurting, if strong means keeping it moving after you've suffered disappointment, then strong becomes weak. Strong is good, resilience is better. But resilience can sometimes look messy. It may look as if you're down for the count. But as long as you eventually get up, you're resilient. You have permission then to be human, to grieve, rest, cry, and feel what you feel. Learning to face your fears by being vulnerable is the first step. We all have a fear of death. From the moment we are born, we want to survive. But it manifests differently in different people. Based on the culmination of the causes and conditions in our past, the fear may manifest as physical safety. Am I going to get hit by a bus? Am I going to get sick? Am I going to die? Or the fear may manifest as social safety. Are people going to take care of me? Do I belong? Safety is all about the future. I'm safe in this moment now, and you probably are too. But is the next moment going to be safe? And what about the one after that? Safety is about prediction, and our brains are great prediction machines. We're constantly scanning our environment for clues about what's going to happen next. We're asking compulsively, is this okay? Am I okay? Is he okay? Is she okay? Are they okay? Fear is our built-in alarm system. It turns on when we think our survival is threatened. Whether we feel pain, losing connection with loved ones, not being good enough, difficult conversations, a loved one's safety, COVID, the alarm goes off on our brain's amygdala. Whether it's a real or a false alarm, it triggers an automatic response. Instead of pausing to think before responding, we react. When we're not aware of fears working, it's an unconscious driving force in our life. This gives it great power over us and can prevent us from connecting and living our life. We all experience the fear, the isolation, even the shame that's commonly associated with feeling vulnerable. Is there anyone who's never experienced that fear of being vulnerable? Look around you, you're in good company. We often think we're the only ones who feel vulnerability. We don't talk about it because we perceive vulnerability in ourselves as a weakness. So we don't share with other people when we are feeling like we're not good enough, that we're feeling like we can't do something. We often keep it to ourselves because we don't want other people to think we're weak. But the funny thing is, we view vulnerability as a strength when we see it in others. Think about the person who's willing to make a fool of themselves to help everyone laugh and be vulnerable. We often wish, boy, I wish I had the courage to do that. Or the person who shares how they really feel when it's a very vulnerable situation. And again, we admire that vulnerability, but we only admire vulnerability in others, not in ourselves. In ourselves, when we feel vulnerable, we feel the need to put up our defenses. We think that our defenses protect us from our feelings and the reaction that life is going to trigger in us. But if this avoidance strategy worked, you wouldn't be listening to this talk. If our natural reactions that we instinctively resort to resulted in security, happiness, and comfort, you'd be happy. But usually our efforts to stay safe sometimes create suffering. Our instinctive reactions weaken us. They make the world more terrifying, and sometimes they make our world smaller. And they put us on the hamster wheel of reactivity. The fear of vulnerability hooks us. We get stuck. If we're mindful, we may feel the tightening in our chest or the tensing of our body. We may feel ourselves closing down or withdrawing. We may realize we don't want to be where we are. But if we don't catch it soon enough, we climb on the hamster wheel of reactivity. We get hooked into the negative emotions like anger, jealousy, blame, or shame. These emotions are usually covering up our fear. And these feelings lead to words or actions that end up poisoning us. Shame has been one of my biggest fears. People may see that I'm not good enough, and then they won't like me. I was an extremely shy child. And just as I was coming out of my shell in seventh grade, my best friend told me I didn't fit in with the group anymore. When I arrived home sobbing, my sister told me to go upstairs and wash my face so Mom would not know I was crying. I did as she advised and brushed the experience under the carpet. And I know now that leaving an experience in the dark and in silence allows shame to grow. Shame only grows in the dark and in the silence. And shame increases our feeling of vulnerability. I was so ashamed that in 50 years, I only told 2 people about this rejection experience. The shame increased my vulnerability as I felt that I had a fatal flaw that would make people not like me. That fear of rejection made me tend to close up when meeting new people, or to hold people at arm's length. We think that we protect ourselves when we hide our vulnerability. But unless we're willing to open ourselves to risks and to being hurt, we close ourselves to love, joy, and friendship. It's scary to open to the life that's here, so we tense against it. Deep down, we're afraid of embarrassing ourselves or not looking good. So we cover our vulnerability with layers of armor. For me, that armor was being a know-it-all and a do-it-all. I kept myself too busy to develop close friendships. I honestly believed I did not have time to stand around chatting with coworkers. I had work to do. I wanted to avoid the feeling of fear, so I built barriers and defenses, closing myself off from experiences where that fear might arise. I deluded myself into thinking my defenses kept me safe. But my defenses backfired. I thought people would like me if I knew everything and did everything. However, this often made people feel stupid and useless. It also burned me out by having so much to do, and it ensured I would not take the time to make close friends at work or in life itself. When we try to control the uncontrollable by looking for security and predictability, always hoping to be comfortable and safe, but the truth is we can never avoid uncertainty, and that's a really difficult lesson for a know-it-all. This not knowing is part of the adventure of life, but it's also what makes us afraid. Pema Chodron says, "We act like timid birds who don't dare leave the nest. We sit in a nest that's getting pretty smelly and that hasn't served its function for a very long time. No one is arriving to feed us. No one is protecting us and keeping us warm, and yet we keep hoping Mother Bird will arrive. We could do ourselves the ultimate favor and finally get out of that nest. That this takes courage is obvious. That we could use some helpful hints is also clear. So this talk is your helpful hint. I know I sat in that nest since 1968. For 50 years, I held friends at arm's length, not letting them get too close, and definitely not sharing my awful secret of being rejected. I closed myself to friendships as it was too scary to risk being rejected. By looking deeply at the experience and holding myself with compassion, I finally realized this rejection did not mean I was flawed. Thus, I had the courage to get out of the nest and tell my high school friends the story of my rejection. It's amazing how giving our voice to shame and shining the light of awareness on it reduces its power over us. I found my friends to be very compassionate, and that many had stories of their own. I was not the only one who was ever rejected. I was not flawed. I was just human. This clear seeing gives me the courage to live with a less defended heart. Letting ourselves feel our emotions is one of the most courageous things we can do. It's vulnerable to feel even joy, because that joy might be taken away from us and then we'll feel anger or frustration or sadness. Pema Chodron says, emotions won't kill you, but not feeling them will. Our fear of emotion can absolutely kill us. Pain won't kill us, but numbing pain kills people every single day. We're the most obese, in debt, medicated, workaholic, addicted adults in human history. Pain won't kill you. Numbing pain kills people every minute of every day. But there's a feeling of freedom that comes when we stop using our energy to appear a certain way and just let our naturalness be there. Instead of using our energy to keep up our mask, we can use it to be present for ourselves and others. I know when I had to go to work functions, I put on the mask of being extroverted. This is a real energy suck for an introvert. And I didn't feel the peace that bringing the being in the present moment could bring. I felt on edge because I had to keep that mask up and not let it slip. But when I just let my naturalness be there, it can open me to others, fulfilling my need for belonging that's underneath that fear of rejection. To live with an undefended heart, we need to be in a wise relationship with vulnerability. We don't put ourselves down for being defensive. That just adds to judgment, and we've all got enough judgment already. Our defenses made sense at some stage of our development, and thus they became a habit. As you remember, habits only form when we think there's a reward for that behavior. But right now, that habit may not be so useful. We have to learn that being defended isn't being safe. We may put up our armor to feel safe, but inside we have the fear that if I was not defended, I'd be in trouble. It's hard to take off our armor because then you're left in a very uncomfortable place. Pema Chodron describes it like this. You've been doing the same predictable thing to get away from that uneasy, uncomfortable, vulnerable feeling for so long, and now you're not. So you're left with that queasy feeling. This requires some getting used to and some ability to practice kindness and patience. It requires some openness and curiosity to see what happens next. What happens when you don't fuel that discomfort with a storyline? What happens when you abide with this shifting, fluid, universal energy? What happens if you pause and embrace the natural movement of life? Wise words by Pema Chodron. We all have fears, and our fears are not going to go away just because we want them to. We're always going to be worried about the future. Are we going to be okay? So we can't make our fears go away, but we can build up our courage to be vulnerable, to allow vulnerability to be there, to take the actions we want to take, not because there is no fear, but because there is fear. Next time, we'll be talking more about how to respond to our vulnerability with a loving and curious presence. Thank you for listening.